So let's do this a little harder this time. You'll still be mom, I'll still be kid. You're still gonna be doctor and TC.
Are we gonna keep the same objections?
Yep, we'll keep the same objections, just we're gonna do it a little bit
tougher. Mm-hmm. Okay. So Dr. Brella, this is Ashley, and her mom, Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
And Ashley is a patient of Dr. Jones's. That's how they heard about us.
Terrific.
She plays golf. She is concerned a little bit about the discomfort or if braces or orthodontic treatment is going to hurt. And mom is just worried about her being compliant and just the financial aspects of that.
Gotcha. Well, Ashley, we're excited you're here today. I, too, used to play a lot of golf. Unfortunately, I can't play quite as much anymore. But, yeah, your concern about the braces causing discomfort is a common question or concern that we get in our office. What I tell most of our patients is that on a scale from 1 to 10, your discomfort is going to be about a 2 or a 3. So not excruciating 10 and not, like, it's going to be a little bit involved. You will feel pressure, but most of our patients do really well with it. So does that help kind of ease your fear or concern about braces?
I mean, my brother told me that that you guys have shots here when you put the braces on.
Okay. Well, I'm not aware of these shots. So I did inherit this practice from another orthodontist. So she may have used that on your brother, but currently in our office, we're not using any form of shots. And the technology we're using has changed over the course of the last few years. So just know that it's going to be very light pressure. And taking Tylenol and chewing sugar-free gum, you're going to get through your discomfort and not have much of an issue. So does that help?
Kind of, but I also heard that people gag on impressions, and I don't want to take those.
Okay, that's another great question or fear that you have. But our assistants are highly trained, and I think a lot of the reason for the gagging is sometimes the technique that they use. And just know that our assistants, you're in very good hands with them, and that it is few and far between the number of patients that we have that gag. So does that help kind of put your mind at ease as far as the impressions go?
I feel a little bit better.
Okay, terrific. And Mom, I know your concern, it sounds like, is the overall cost of treatment.
Mm-hmm.
Andrew will go over all the numbers with you to let you know to the penny mm-hmm. what your out-of-pocket investment will be. But just rest assured that most families come in of a similar mindset that you have, and that their like big concern or fear is the cost of braces. And as you can see by the many pictures around here, that a lot of these other families have been able to afford it. And I'm sure you're as excited as we are about changing Ashley's smile for the better.
Yeah, I'm just worried about the down payment because, you know, Christmas was just here and kids aren't are super expensive. So I'm just worried about, like, the down payment and, you know, the monthly payments, but mainly the down payment, like putting a crazy amount down on braces. And
yeah, so a lot of offices, you do have to put a crazy amount down.
Mm-hmm.
Rest assured, in our office, you're not going to have to put a crazy amount down. A lot of families, it's as low as $250 or $500.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, Andrew will go over that to the penny, what your out-of-pocket investment will be and what you're going to put down.
Mm-hmm.
But most families do find something that fits their budget very well. So if it's okay with you, I should probably have said something of a transition so that I can get
it just got
options.
A little wordy again.
Okay.
So don't feel like you have to, like, basically a lot of doctors will feel like they have to talk and talk and talk until they see mom, like, nodding yes, but she's not going to start nodding yes. You just have to make that transition. Like, just ask an open-ended question, like, how does that sound to you? Like, I understand that you have some concerns about the finances, but as long as we find something that's going to fit comfortably into your budget, does that sound like something that you're okay with?
Okay. So,
how does that sound to
you? I understand that finances are something that you're concerned with, but as long as we find something that fits with your budget, is it okay that we kind of go over some of the orthodontic treatment options that may be available for Miss Ashley?
Yeah.
Okay.
We can do that.
Terrific. So Ashley has a lot of crowding and her bite's significantly off, so she's going to benefit from both the aesthetic and functional aspects of braces. Have you guys considered at all your options as far as orthodontic treatment goes?
Well, she really wants Invisalign, but I don't think she's going to be responsible with it, so we're kind of considering more of the braces aspect that's in there 24/7.
Okay. So a lot of our patients that are in high school, like you, Ashley, are wanting something very as aesthetic as possible. And although Invisalign is aesthetic, it sometimes doesn't work out as well in the long run compared to the braces. My fear or concern if we do Invisalign is that you're in it for 3 or 4 years and then we have to lead into braces, so 6 or 7 years later you're still in the treatment. Whereas if we can start with braces, we can get you in and out fast and give you a beautiful smile. How does that sound to you?
I mean, I don't think that I really want to do anything if I can't do Invisalign.
Gotcha. So we can, like I said, we can definitely do it if that's something that you really want. I just know, like, kind of how I would have my daughter in treatment. She was a similar mindset of you, really, really wanted Invisalign. But she could also see the difference between the before and afters of what to expect. And
think about how many times we've had to rebuy your contacts.
I'm not worried about that. I just want Invisalign.
You just want Invisalign? So, like I said, we can do that, but I think your mom wants what's best for you and in the long run. My fear or concern is that you're not going to get the result that you want, and that you'll have invested a lot of money. I probably shouldn't say a lot of money. That you made an investment in your smile and not gotten the return that you want.
Right. A lot of time.
So let's rewind just a little bit. So again, you don't have to be so worried. Just say, you know, so that we don't have to do this twice and so that you get the best result that you want, how would you feel about maybe doing clear braces instead of metal braces? Like maybe you haven't considered the clear, but it sounds like you want an aesthetic option. So how does that sound to you?
Gotcha.
So just kind of like wrap it up a little bit more.
Gotcha.
Don't feel like you have to convince me. I mean, you are convincing me in a way, but at the same time, like you don't have to, you know, have a dissertation on why I should consider braces versus Invisalign.
Okay.
So maybe start from the top, and I said, well, I only want Invisalign.
Okay. So it sounds like you want something as aesthetic as possible. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, as you can see the difference between our metal and clear braces, with the clear braces on, it's very aesthetic, and a lot of our kids in high school as well as in college are going with the clear braces. It's very aesthetic. How does that look to you?
I mean, they're still braces, though, and I mean, a lot of my friends have Invisalign, and I have a lot of, like, school dances and stuff coming up, so I don't really want to have any kind of metal in my mouth, even the wire.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, sometimes orthodontic treatment isn't the best option for you at this time. Maybe later on in life it'll be something you'll want to reconsider, but if, you know, you're strongly against it right now, I wouldn't invest the money in Invisalign right now knowing that you're not going to get a very good result. So, Jasmine, does that kind of make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Well, I want straight teeth.
Okay. So it sounds like you want the end result. You just don't want to, like, do the work in order to get to that end result. Is that right, Ashley?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah? Okay. So you also want to shoot par on the golf course, right?
That's true.
Okay. Well, a lot of it involves practicing a little bit. You can't just go out without practicing and shoot par unless you're Tiger Woods. So kind of we have to do a little bit of work or put a little bit of effort in order to get the results. Effort equals results. So if you really want to get a result, I think the only way to do it in your specific case is with braces. And like I said, we do have the clear aesthetic option for you. So how does that clear aesthetic option look for you?
I mean, it doesn't sound as bad. I mean, I just want straight teeth, so I guess if I have to do that, then I will do it.
Terrific. So so now that we've talked about the braces, the clear braces option, based off the crowding and the alignment of the jaws, this is something that typically takes about 18 to 24 months for us to correct. Is that something you guys were prepared for?
Sounds like a little bit longer than we were prepared for.
I thought it was going to take like a year.
Yeah, we wanted her to be out of them, you know, well before high school was over.
Yeah.
Into college and stuff like that, so.
Yeah, terrific. So, for sure, probably the best time to have addressed a problem like this would have been about 6 months or a year ago, but based off the current situation where we are today, like now is the best time moving forward. And if we delay this any longer, she's going to be in treatment that much longer. I always say the longer you wait, it's typically the more time in treatment and the more amount of discomfort that you'll have. So truly 18 to 24 months at this point is like the shortest amount of time in her life that she'll have in orthodontic treatment. So knowing all that, do you think this is something that you can move forward with the braces?
That would put you like right before she gets out of high school. I guess that might work.
Perfect, Ashley.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I want straight teeth. Can you guarantee that it'll take 18 months instead of 24?
So I would love to guarantee that, but my fear or concern is that at month 20, you're still in braces and you're coming at me with a golf club like Tiger Woods' ex-wife, and I just do not want that to happen, Ashley. So I am going to shoot for 18 months, but I am not going to guarantee that, because if you have a small bit of space between your two front teeth, I'm sure you're going to want that closed. Am I right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay, terrific, Ashley. So, now that we've gone over that, I don't want a dental problem to become a financial problem, so I always like talking about our typical orthodontic fees in our office ranging anywhere from about $5,000 to $7,000. Is that something you were prepared for, Jasmine?
No.
No? Okay. No. So, is your concern more the overall cost or like the month-to-month cost?
I would say both. Like overall, I don't know how much my insurance covers. And then, you know, right after Christmas, making a huge down payment is definitely something that I'm concerned about.
And Dad said he wasn't going to help pay for it.
Yeah, no, I'm doing this all by myself. So with insurance and big down payments and monthly payments and having kids in high school, they're very expensive.
Gotcha. So Andrea has what your insurance is going to cover. Unfortunately, you guys do have orthodontic insurance. And so a lot of families that come in don't have any sort of like external help, but you guys having orthodontic insurance is awesome. But the overall cost, what you'll find is it's very affordable. Your monthly payment, if you decide not to put a lot down, like you said you wanted to just put a little bit down, we can spread your payments up beyond the course of your treatment. So a lot of offices, you got to pay it off like within 12 months, not in our office. You can spread those payments out so that Ashley can get that amazing smile that you guys are here for today. So provided those numbers look good, is that something you think you'd want to do?
Yeah, I guess so. I'm also concerned about, I mean, she's very active in school and golf and stuff like that, about like appointment times. I don't want to pull her out of school.
Okay, terrific. So we have a few different appointment slots available in our office, and one of our most popular is the like never miss work or never miss school. So we do have those appointment slots available if that sounds like something you're interested in.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. So based off kind of what I'm hearing, it sounds like you guys are interested in moving forward with treatment. Is this something you guys want to do relatively soon, like now, or to push off for later?
Well, I have a lot of golf stuff coming up, and it doesn't get done till like maybe March or April. And so I don't really want to start with anything. I just don't want to start yet.
Okay. So my suggestion would be that we take a few more pictures, an x-ray today, and a copy of your teeth to save you a visit in the future. So I know you pulled her out of school today, and that was a concern of yours, is having to consistently take her out of school. So we can save you guys an appointment today, take those records, and the next time she comes in, we could have her braces placed. How does that sound to you guys?
Well, I have golf, like, really soon. So, I mean, we have to go. I can't miss it, or else I won't be able to play in the tournament next weekend.
Yeah, that's very true. How long typically does that take to do?
It takes about 5 minutes. Do you have 5 minutes?
I guess so. I mean, 5 minutes is fine.
Yeah, and if you think if you start sooner rather than later, then you'll be finished sooner rather than later is what he's been telling you the whole time.
I mean, I understand what he's saying. I just, with golf, you know how busy we are.
Yeah, super busy.
Okay, so why don't we do this? If you want to go over the paperwork with Andrea, Ashley's going to come with me, and then we can set you guys an appointment up for Ashley to get her braces on as soon as golf's over. Sound good?
Okay,
yep, we can do that.
All right. Ashley, you're going to come with me. We're going to get some copies of your teeth real quick. Jasmine, I'm going to have Andrew go over the finances with you, and we'll get you guys rocking and rolling.
Sounds good.
Yep.
All right. So this was a lot more realistic, right? So you guys were good sports. But this is what happens when real patients show up. Mom has questions about money. The mom and child, usually if it's mother, daughter, are arguing and going back and forth about, oh, I don't want them, and you said I could have them, right? This is what really happens, because we've watched thousands of hours of Secret Shopper video. and this is more real. And what happens as doctors when we get into a real situation is we feel like we have to give more data to prove our point, all right? So I'm going to stick around for this. We're going to go through it quickly again. And you did great, but we can keep you at 7 minutes or under in the new patient room by what? You being rubber, letting it stick right back to them. So if mom says, well, I don't know, it seems like a lot, you just say, it sounds like a concern of yours. Tell me a little bit more about that, and she'll tell you exactly what she needs from you so that she can get to a yes. But if we try to answer her objection with more data, we just sit here all day long, and Ashley's right, it's kind of like, you don't have to sell me on it. You're doing a good job, but also the more we talk, every time we say something, it's another opportunity for her to put up an objection flag. And the minute you leave, then now Andrea's got to clean up all of those objection flags again. We throw the TC under the bus. So I'm going to stick around. We'll go from the top. And if you're okay, I might occasionally interject and say, all right, let's take a step back, and I'll give you some suggestions on how to bounce things back to mom and bounce things back to her. I think we could shore up her issue with Invisalign very quickly. Saying, listen, I wish I could. I'd love to put you in Invisalign. It's how I feed my kids, right? But if I do it, 2 years from now, you're not going to be happy with the results. Then we got to go into braces, and the mom's going to pay for it twice. So that you do this once, and you get the result you want in the first round, how do you feel about clear braces? And then just shut up and let her tell you, well, I don't want to go into this twice. But if she keeps going to it, you just bounce it right back to her. I get it. All of your friends have it. Does it make sense to you that if I give you Invisalign, you just go right back to the same thing over and over? I wish I could, but if I do, you're going to get something you don't want, which is extended treatment, poor result, if you truly feel she's not a candidate, right? And at that point, let her make the decision, then that domino's over, you go to the next one, right? So we'll go all the way up to, and I'll even get you to the point where we do a takeaway, and where mom has a chance to say, yeah, maybe I'll think about it, right? But we almost lost them in the, well, if you want to do Invisalign, maybe this isn't the best time for you. See, she really does want the result, but again, you got all the knowledge. They need to be ethically persuaded to make the right decision, because they really don't. Her decision to base whether she gets Invisalign or not on whether her friends have it is like, I mean, that's really not smart for anyone. Because if she's got a 12-millimeter overjet and you put her in Invisalign, mom's not going to be happy, she's not going to be happy, and you're not going to be happy, right? Even though her friend had a class 1 mild crowded and could be an Invisalign candidate, see, she doesn't know that. Mm-hmm. And all mom thinks is, now my daughter's pissed off at me, and now I'm pissed off at the orthodontist because no one got what they wanted. So we want to get back to these dominoes, and I'll kind of stick around and I'll help you. So the minute you feel like you're explaining something, just stop and ask an open-ended question. Just bounce it right back to mom. Even if you don't have a clue what she's going to say, she'll tell you exactly what she needs to go to the next step. Does that make sense? Cool? All right, cool. All right, so we'll go all the way back to, you don't have to go to the top, but let's go all the way back to the Invisalign objection. We don't have to introduce, you're doing great, by the way. Reintroducing the objection and buying signal to mom is where all this starts. Because if you don't do that, imagine how many different things you'd have to ask to even get to Invisalign and money. She might be braces, and she might be, my mom had TMD. She might be, I think I'm going to look silly with this. I don't like the way they look. And she might be all about, I just want to make sure I don't have to miss work or school. So this is very smart to bring those up. We'll start at Invisalign, and then we'll get to money, and I'll just kind of stick around. Sound cool?
Yes.
All right, let's do it.
So, yeah, I think definitely she'll benefit from orthodontic treatment here in our office. Have you guys considered your options as far as orthodontics goes?
Well, I've heard with Invisalign you don't have to come in as often, and I'm really busy with golf. And so a lot of my friends don't have to, like, they said that they come in every, like, 3 or 4 months. So I don't want to have to come in all of, like, every month for braces.
Yeah, that's definitely a huge concern. She's super active, so, like, appointment times, I don't ever want to pull her out of school. She's in golf and everything after school and whatnot.
Okay, so it sounds like aesthetics is a concern for you. Is that correct?
I mean, not really. I just don't want to have to come in all the time.
Okay, so timing sounds to be like the biggest concern for you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, I mean, I have golf every single day, and I can't. I mean, if I miss anything, then they'll pull me from the next tournament, and then I might not get a scholarship next year.
Yeah, yeah. So
good. This question comes up a lot, where we can let the patient talk and talk and talk and talk. Your next introduction to getting to the next domino is, so if we can address that for you, almost like it's a non-issue. So if we can make sure your schedule is cool, are you guys kind of okay with 18? You go right into the next domino the minute she gives you a breath of air to come up for it, right? Because otherwise she could talk forever, like, well, they can go right back into things that they do when you're out of the room getting the x-rays loaded and you're out of the room or not in yet. They talk about these things. It's hilarious, right? They're like, well, I don't want to do that. They literally will, like, argue amongst themselves about things that if we just get them to the next yes. So if she's saying schedule, schedule, you just say, if we can make sure that this fits into your schedule, are you cool going ahead and getting started? And you go to the next domino, right? So we'll go back to Invisalign. Mm-hmm. She's been nice this time. She was pretty hard last time, right? She gave you a pretty hard time about not doing Invisalign. Let's go back to that a little bit. Okay. And then we'll just, the minute you feel like you need to get on to the next step, just say, if we can solve this, whatever, if we can solve the money thing for you, if we can solve the schedule thing for you, right, are we ready to get started now, or are we pushing this off until later? I'm just trying to figure out, you know, what you need from us to have a very successful relationship.
Yeah. Okay. So real quick again, which domino are we currently on?
Let's start from domino number one.
Okay. So so have you considered your options as far as orthodontic treatment goes?
Yeah. I've looked up a lot about Invisalign, and all of my friends have it, so that's what I want.
Gotcha. Terrific. So, Mom, are you kind of that same mindset?
I mean, that's what she wants. I mean, I don't think she's going to wear it the way she is supposed to, but I mean, it's just, I mean, you can't convince teenagers anything.
Gotcha.
But I won't wear braces.
Okay. So it sounds like aesthetics is the most important thing for you?
Yeah, I mean, just Invisalign.
Okay. So if we can get you an aesthetic treatment option, are you okay moving forward with your treatment?
If it's Invisalign, yes, but if it's braces, I just won't do it.
Okay, so if we can get you
the you most... You can't skirt it, yeah, so you got to address it. And so we just jump right in and say, listen, I wish I could, right? I wish we could do Invisalign. Here's my deal. Here's my deal. If we give you Invisalign, my fear and concern is you're going to be in these things forever, or we'll never get the crossbite fixed, or we'll never get the bite fixed, so that you don't have to go in this over and over and over again, right? It's like the patient who says they're like 12 millimeters of crowding, and you say, we need to take teeth out. And they say, I absolutely will not let you take teeth out. I said, listen, I get it. I understand. I wish I could, right? But if we don't take teeth out and we try to straighten your teeth, it's not going to look like it today, not tomorrow, but eventually they're going to go back and it's going to look like we never did treatment. So now you got to do braces again so that we don't have to do braces twice. Are you okay with us doing this with taking some teeth out? And every time Mom will say, all right, that makes sense. But what we normally do is want to like beat them in the head with more data. Well, we're going to push the teeth forward. Let them make the decision, because she's like, only doing Invisalign. You say, listen, it's like her telling Mom, I'm coming home at midnight. She's like, no, you're not. Your curfew's at 11. I'm coming home at midnight. No, you're not. Listen, I wish I could let you stay out until midnight, but your dad's going to kill me. You're going to wreck the car. Nothing good happens past midnight anyway, so you got to be home at 11 so that you're not grounded for the rest of your life. Can you make it home by 11? She goes, fine, I'll make it home by 11. Right? You give them a reason to come along with you versus, oh, this guy didn't give me Invisalign, right? That's what every patient, when we do post-op surveys, and it's a good thing, it's a good tip for you guys and a good tip for all of our clients. So StatMetrics and other companies will go in as a third party and survey the patients that say no. Like 3 months after, give them enough time to go chase them and see if they'll come back. And they say, no, 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 no. Go and see why they said no. And almost always is they didn't listen to what I wanted, right? I have jaw joint pain, didn't even ask me about it. I was missing a tooth and they didn't even talk about it. Right, I told them she was nervous, and they went and took those impressions, and she threw up. Right, whatever that looks like, we don't listen to them. They say no. So I want you to go right back to, I wish I could. Right, I mean, pretend like she's your daughter. Like, listen, I wish I could, but your bite's still going to be like this. Right, your teeth are going to be 10 minutes early to class, and you're going to be 10 minutes late. Right, this is so far forward, we can't possibly fix it. You got to give her a real reason why she's going to come with
you. Now she's crying. Thanks, Dustin. Now you made her cry.
I'm definitely not doing anything.
Yeah, she can eat corn on the cob through a picket fence. Her teeth are so buck. Oh, but most patients, if you just say, well, you want something clear, here's our clear, you get them to the point where they just never, ever decide in their own head that they want to do that. Even if they say yes, they're not really happy about it, right? I want them saying yes, not them kind of pacifying you or beating them in the head with data. Right? They're like, fine, whatever, we'll get braces. But what they do is usually cancel the records appointment, or they cancel the starting appointment because they weren't on board. She will find, I guarantee you, she'll find some orthodontist and some general dentist to do Invisalign on her, right? Will not be the best option for her, most likely, if she really has that bad of a bite, but she'll find someone to do it. Mom will find, because moms really do want their kids to be happy.
Yep.
And at that minute, like, they might take records with you, but they will typically back out or stall, because she goes home and goes, I want Invisalign.
Yeah.
She really gets, mom. So I want her coming along with you. And when you get her mind changed, you've won mom's heart like this. Because she sees you actually listen to the patient.
So how to get them on board is you're going to talk about your concern of it lasting far too long.
Start with, I wish I could. I really want you to be sincere about, I wish I could do Invisalign. I really do. It's not BS. I wish I could. But you're going to get a really bad result. You're not going to get the bite fixed, and so that you're not going to this over and over and over again. How do you feel about and then you present your solution.
So that
yeah.
we don't have to do it twice.
Yeah. The, okay. Let's do it start right. start with I wish I could, then go into my fear and concern, and then go into so that. And if you do that combination, typically those kids will come along with you. Now, occasionally they will still be, right? And then you got to do the same thing to mom. Does it make sense that right, maybe you guys have to talk about this? I don't want to be the one that, you know, gets in between a fight between what you're going to do, but I just know that if this were my daughter, I know we're not going to get the result that we want. So you guys don't do this over and over again. How do you feel about doing braces? They'll usually come your way because, see, they're not orthodontists. They really are trusting you to make that decision. It's just we've beaten them in the head with facts, right, instead of letting her come with you. It never wins when we just dump data on her. But that's the natural response, is we just want to give them more data. So we'll go back to I wish I could, right, and go through then some horrible thing that could happen, right? My fear and concern is, whoa, you'll be in braces for forever, or you'll still have an overbite, and then go into so that and talk about the option I think that you think is best.